Test 10. Zadanie 5. Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie opowiadanie o problemach związanych z wyborem szkoły. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zaznacz jedną z czterech możliwości, zakreślając literę A, B, C lub D. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz jeden punkt.
The United States is an enormous country made up, as you probably know, of 50 states. And each state has many private and state-supported colleges and universities, which range in size from as few as 500 students to as many as 30,000. With thousands of schools to choose from, where do you begin the search? As a parent, I have been through this process 3 times in the past 6 years, and I can tell you it did not get any easier. You still have to go through certain steps in order to make the right decision. Beginning in the spring of their junior year, their father and I asked them to consider how far from home they would like their college to be. All decided no more than 2 hours, which allowed them to be independent, but still close enough to come home on occasions. Once that was determined, the next step was to decide the size of college to attend. Since each had gone to a small school all their lives, they wanted to attend a college with about 2,000 students. Handing them a book listing the thousands of colleges in the United States, we asked them to find schools that met their distance and size criteria. We then listed the schools in the neighboring states that had student enrollments of 2,000 and began to research their strengths and weaknesses, such things as their location, courses offered, student diversity, ratio of students to professors, and student housing were all taken into account. After considering all these factors, we narrowed the schools down to 8 choices and then made appointments to visit each school. These visits were made at the end of the junior year and the beginning of the senior year. You are interviewed by an admissions person and taken on a tour of the college by a student. Once you have completed all the visits, you must decide whether to apply to all or some of the colleges. With each application, you must include recommendations from high school teachers, as well as a written essay, your high school grades, and scores from a national test. Some students may choose early decision, which means that they definitely know the college they wish to attend. In this case, if they are accepted, they must withdraw all other applications and enroll in the college they choose for early decision. However, most students are not so sure of their college choice and elect to go through the standard college application process. Then you must wait to hear from each college. Some or all of the schools may accept you, so then you must decide which college to choose. If you are accepted at the college you most want to attend, the decision is an easy one. Usually, your choices come down to 2 or 3 colleges, and if you are accepted at all of them, then you should go back and revisit each. To help you make up your mind, colleges have special visiting days for all accepted students to come and have a second look around. The school's day-long program helps students feel what it would be like to attend the college. This often finally helps the students make a final decision, although this can be the most difficult time for the student because each school is a good match. Come May 1st, the decision must be made.